Welcome to Business Influencers. Hope everyone is having a great week. We want to thank all of you that have been making Business Influencers a great show each and every week. It's because of you and our commitment to bringing guests and experts in their area of expertise to provide not only their knowledge, but their experience to help you elevate your business, your level of influence, and your brand to the next level. We're committed here to serving you at the highest level. So any input that you do have, we strongly recommend that you reach out to us at chris@christophersalem.com. Any of the input that you have, we welcome it. This way we make any adjustments or changes that are necessary to serve you at the highest level. With that being said, our show is being brought to you today by Alumni Direct. Alumni Direct is a new social media community platform dedicated to connecting and reconnecting alumni from your school, so people that you've known in the past that you haven't seen, or perhaps meeting new people for the first time, and an opportunity to connect in an authentic, genuine way, free of all the noise of social media without any notifications. And they also offer affinity services, things that could help you in your business and also in your family in terms of services that you're unable to get elsewhere. Think of it like AARP, if you were a member there, and all the different services you can get there. Check them out at alumnidirect.com. That's alumnidirect.com. Well, we got a great show for you today. We are going to be talking about the three pillars of creating change. This is changing your life to change the world. And we're going to be with not only an expert in this area, but someone who is a true friend of mine, Teresa Day Grabeau, that she's going to be talking about the roots of change, from your internal thoughts to your ability to create global shifts. Whether if you're just looking to change your life or the world at large, this paradigm shifting session that we're going to have for you today will leave you with new insights and inspiration to get you into action. And as you, everyone knows that have been with us since the beginning, we are all about applied knowledge and action. A little background about Teresa. She is the number one international best-selling author of Mass Influence, The Habits of a Highly Influential, which has been on the bestseller list in 7 countries over the past 6 years. A 4-time international bestselling author, Teresa teaches marketing courses around the globe to business leaders and entrepreneurs on how to create massively successful word-of-mouth campaigns. She heads the international group Evolutionary Business Council, which I happen to be a member of, as a membership-based organization which empowers change makers to create profitable, impactful businesses that have a lasting and transformational impact on individuals that they serve. And without further ado, we welcome Teresa to the show. Teresa, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on, Chris.
We are so grateful to have you. You know, change is a big word these days. I mean, we went through almost 2 years. Well, actually, we have gone through 2 years of change, regardless if we were flowing with it or not, with COVID. And so when we talk about change, if we're not creating that change, then we're not going to be able to change our circumstances. We're not going to be able to change the world that you've committed to doing so with, not only through your efforts, but the group that you lead, you know, Evolutionary Business Council. Talk about the, you know, what change is and how we can create change for ourselves that can create change elsewhere.
Well, I love that question. That's so powerful, right? Because, you know, as human beings, we always have two choices, right? We can adapt to the change that's coming at us, or we can persist in actually creating change and forming the world we want to live in, right? And so you have to be kind of a stubborn, tenacious individual to be the latter. But it actually is the change agents of the world that really create all movement, all change in the world, right? And change is inevitable. It's just whether or not you want to be someone who's creating it or adapting to it that is really the choice we individually have to make.
Wow, it's so true. I know that you have, you know, there are three pillars that you're going to discuss with us today for creating change and why it's so important to understand that harmony or balance with them. Can you talk about those three pillars with the audience here today and those that will be listening later?
Well, the three pillars are just this, right? Influence, profit, impact. And I may have shocked you in putting influence and profit in the same sentence, right? Because a lot of people who want to change the world are all about, you know, let me just walk my higher purpose. Let me do good in the world. Let me be an agent for change. And I would have been among them 15 years ago. You know, I was financially free. I didn't even worry about whether there was profit in my business. I was just all about change. And then I learned the hard way that until you come to grips with the fact that money is one of the most powerful forces on this planet, and until you learn to master money and the use of it for good, you will not be the kind of person who can influence change. I mean, and I shouldn't say you will not be, but it'd be extremely difficult to influence change. It's sort of like trying to cut down a tree with only tweezers. You might eventually succeed, but when you invest in the proper tools, and profit being one of them, then influence and profit work in tandem to create the kind of impact that you want to see in the world. So the three pillars actually feed each other and interweave with each other so seamlessly that to talk about one without talking about the other two is almost impossible.
Yeah, I agree. Can you talk about the synergy a little bit more? Because like I said, I mean, that's where I feel like what you've just said, that synergy has to be there in order for these pillars to kind of really do, you know, to help create that change and make it more long-term.
Yeah, well, it used to be, we used to talk about the purpose of business is profit, right? That was kind of old style thinking. And the new generation has come along and said, no, profit's a measure of whether or not you're effective in business, but it's not what the purpose of business is. The purpose of business is the outcome that you stand for in the world, right? And so this new thinking that's come along with this new generation of entrepreneurs in the world has shifted the way we perceive business, right? And so when we think about it, you know, influence can create profit, and profit, like being a wealthy person, can create influence. But when you buy your influence with money, it tends to be very ephemeral, right? Like, so when, if you really want to be the kind of business or the kind of leader that can create long-term change, you need to have influence for the sake of influence, and you need to understand how it interacts with profit to create the kind of outcome or the kind of impact that you want, right? And so it's really important to start to understand how these things play together, but it really starts with what's your commitment to your higher purpose, to your higher mission, right? And the newer generation of business owners really are starting to understand this in spades. You don't go into business just to make money. You go into business because you want to impact people's lives. And that's the foundation of all of it.
Yeah, I think that's so powerful, because that's what it comes down to. If when you can be compelling to somebody and you provide that value, and what are people going to do when they have a better experience with whatever you are, you know, whatever your business is, they're going to be part of that experience, and they feel that you're part of it, and then they're going to share that with others. And that obviously creates, you know, referrals and testimonials that lead to more referrals and so on. And I feel that's what makes such a great impact in whatever that is in the area that you're serving.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of us don't really think about what impact means, right?
Yeah.
But impact is essentially, have you influenced someone enough that they'll take action on what you're recommending such that they actually change their life in some way, right? They change their habits, they change the way they live, they change their environment, but their life changes in some way. That's impact, right? And so if we back up from impact, if that's your ultimate goal as a business and you want to back up from impact, then at some point you've got to influence them to make a decision to do something different, right? Influence resulting in profit, because when they do something different, they buy something from you.
Yes.
Right? And so those three things become actually like a self-fulfilling continuum where they build on each other, right? No one of them exists without the other two. And it's kind of fascinating when you start to look at how the three play together.
What would you say, like, if you were talking to an individual or even a company, and they're now looking at this, they're looking to create this, you know, this more sustainable change in the industry or the business that they serve, and taking those three pillars, what would be the first steps that you would recommend that people start to do, whether if it's just one person or a group of people in an organization, if it's the CEO or, you know, the top management involved?
Well, it all starts with influence, right? Like, are you the kind of person that people know, like, and trust enough that they would take action based on your word, Right. That's basically what influence is. And then mass influence is just, do a lot of people know they can trust you enough, right? And so, you know, it's important. And one of the reasons I wrote my book, Mass Influence, was because I really wanted people to understand how influence truly works, right? Because there's a lot of people who don't understand how influence works. So they're buying their influence, right? Like, and ad campaigns would be an example of that, right? They're having to pay for their influence, which works, but it's sort of like throwing sand in a sieve. The sand keeps going through and you have to keep feeding it, right? Whereas when you start to build true influence, more lasting influence, where you actually have a following that just wants to consume everything you do, everything you make. This is one of the reasons I wrote my book, Mass Influence, because I wanted people to understand when you start to make your life about higher principles and start to understand what really generates influence, start to do the habits that highly influential people tend to do, everything starts to shift. And then your ability to create the other two pillars changes really drastically.
I love what you just said, the habits. Mm-hmm. And with habits, you know, habits have to evolve over time. It's that discipline and consistency that allows a habit to, you know, start to work, you know, like it's subconscious in a way, like it shows up in your communication, your behavior, your attitude, your emotions happening for, not to you, and your action, the action that you take. So talk about those habits just a little bit more. I think that that's fascinating what you just shared.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the most foundational is authenticity, right? And a lot of people are talking about authenticity these days. There's 100 definitions of it. Here's my definition of authenticity, right? Your inside voice is saying the same thing as your outside voice. It's all authenticity is, right? And, but we very easily, this is where, and you know, so many experts these days are talking about inner dialogue and negative self-talk, right? And we become inauthentic as soon as our thoughts go into insecurities that make us stuck in the all about me conversation, right? Like as soon as you're worried about, you know, am I smart enough for this? Am I strong enough for this? Am I white enough? Am I black enough? Am I, you know, do I have enough credentials? Is anybody going to listen to me? Am I lovable? We have this myriad of negative self-talk. Everybody has their own version, right? We all invent some version of that, usually when we're first learning to talk. But it's that negative self-talk that takes us out of authenticity. And the quick route to authenticity is make everything you do about serving others. Because when you think about it, all your fears, all your negative self-talk, they're very selfish emotions. They're all about you. But when you focus everything on how am I going to help people? How am I going to help you? How am I going to serve you? There's no space in your mind for that negative self-talk. It pushes it outwards. And then the foundation of authenticity and influence establishes and everything flows from there.
Wow. I love it. I love it. That's a great, great way to look at it. So anybody that's listening, you know, take notes on these. These are some great ways that you can develop influence, you know, the power of habits that Teresa has shared with you. Teresa, what about like if we're looking to create, you know, we talked about influence and how that really plays a major role in driving the other overall, the three pillars, you know, and we're all striving for more abundance in this world, you know, whether again, if we're regardless of what business or what we do and why we do what we do, what would you say that kind of like really drives that influence and abundance? You know, is that something that's a mindset, you know, something from the heart? You know, what would that be if you could share with us?
I would say it's like learning to be a change agent, almost like it's a sport, right? And I love using sports analogies, but like one of the reasons that we created the Evolutionary Business Council is because there's a lot of people that are really good at specific things. Like they're really good at influence or some aspects of influence, or they're really good at profit or some aspect of business. But it's kind of like if you want to play hockey and all you can do is the slap shot and you're amazing at the slap shot, but nobody's ever shown you how to set up a play or you don't really know how to skate properly, you will never become a world-class hockey player, right? And influencing change is a lot like that. There is a series of mindset and skill shifts that you need. And many of them you might already be phenomenal at, but you might not even be aware of the ones that you're missing because nobody's ever described it to you as a skill set that you need, right? And so, you know, with the Evolutionary Business Council, we created this safe space for change agents to come into to say, okay, let's start assessing, where are you at? Oh, you're awesome at influence, but you need some work on profit, or you're awesome at profit, but you need some work on influence. Let's start working on the areas that you need bolstering up so that you really become the kind of force for good that you set out to be in business.
Well, I love when you, again, getting back to the three pillars and being synergistically aligned, what you talked about earlier. That's what the EBC does, right? You know, EBC, you know, is able to help, you know, everyone comes in with their different area of expertise and their skills and their knowledge and how they apply it. And we all have strengths and weaknesses, but we can learn to leverage that with one another. In a lot of cases, there's a lot of synergy between everyone working together on what impact they're looking to make and how now as a whole, we can make even a greater impact.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, and I think most people have a secret desire. You know, once our basic needs are met, like when we talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? Like once our needs for safety and security and food and family are all met, we really do want our life to count for something, you know, and most of us have a dream to be the solution of some problem on this planet, or have a dream to really matter in your community, in your company, in your business, whatever it is. And I think when we give ourselves permission to really pursue that and be an agent for change, that's when your life really lights up and you start to really understand what lasting happiness starts to look like.
Yeah, I agree. I know even my own personal life, you know, having success in business and monetarily achieving, you know, some great things. Not to say it was easy. I had my struggles, believe me, and more, a lot of struggles. But it was really more, like you said, like once you've got there, it was more like, what is the difference I can make? Not that I'm making it, but like that I can play a role through my experience in sharing that will help people to do that for themselves, whether it's a group of people, an organization, an industry, a person in itself, how you can, you know, and help them to find that change within themselves. Because we can't change people in itself, but we could help facilitate people to change for themselves through our example and our resourcefulness. If you could share more insights to that, I think that would be powerful.
Yeah, you know, one of the distinctions we talk about in the Evolutionary Business Council is mobilization, right? And it's just our term for saying, what's the point at which people take action on what you're recommending, right? And because there's a lot of people in the training business, or the whole, we might call it the transformational industry, or the empowerment industry, right? The people who are coaching and helping people shift and create change, who are great at causing insight or great at helping people see where they need to change. But insight alone doesn't change people's lives, right? Like if it did, there'd be no obesity on this planet, right? Because like we all know what causes obesity, right? Like, you know, eat less, exercise more, right? And there's not a person on the planet that doesn't have that insight. And yet until you take action on the insight, it's that point at mobilization where change literally happens, right? And go figure, that's the point of sale in business. Right? When people actually throw their credit card down, and I know this is kind of like, some of you listening might be thinking, oh, this sounds so crass. Right? And if you're having that reaction, good, look at this, right? Because it's actually the point that people make the decision to purchase that is the first point of mobilization. It is the first point they make a commitment to make some change. It is actually a beautiful, poignant, brilliant moment that happens when you're influencing something, and it opens the door to impact, right? So isn't that fascinating? It's the point when we influence someone to take action that profit kicks in, and that's actually the point where people's lives start to change. Yeah. So it's really kind of fascinating to look at how these elements play together and whether or not you have mental blocks around some of them, because we all do. I do. I have to do my work just the same as everybody, every other leader, right? But we all have mental blocks around certain aspects of this that we've got to overcome.
No, I agree 100%. It's trusting that process. Like, you know, the results that you seek are a byproduct of what you're putting in each and every day. When you're getting back to the habits you talked about earlier in facilitating that level of influence, what would you say, like, you know, when we talk about creating change, I there used to be a term I used to love that somebody told me many years ago about luck. You know, you create your own luck. You know, it's not that, you know, luck falls in your lap. I'm not saying that can't happen, but You create your luck. You create though. You position yourself for those opportunities. Talk about that key factor to using your influence to create those opportunities or locate those opportunities to create that change.
Yeah, I love that question. I can't remember who said it, but luck is opportunity meets preparedness.
Yes, yes. Right? Yes, you know? I can't remember the person either,
I can't remember whose quote that is. It's not mine, but it's brilliant. But, you know, I think opportunities are freaking everywhere. And if you don't believe me, start conversing with the people you sit down next to on airplanes, right? Like, I can't sit on an airplane that an opportunity doesn't come out of that. But if you're not ready to accept the opportunity, if you don't know what to do with it, it's sort of like, you know, rain falling on the desert. If there's nothing there to grow, nothing will grow from it, right? So I really do believe we do create our own luck by doing work on ourselves.
Yes.
Right? The more we work on our own intellect, the more we work on our own ability, the more we work on our own negative self-talk and our ability to be powerful in the world, the more luck will come to you, because opportunities are a dime a dozen. Opportunities are everywhere, you know, but you have to learn to recognize them and be ready to accept them when they come at you. Yeah. Right. And I think really that's what it comes down to in the grand scheme of things.
Well, I love what you said. I mean, because I know personally when I changed the way I used to think, you know, not looking at everything as happening to me, but happening for me, and changing that paradigm shift that you were talking about, I began to see these opportunities disguised in these challenges. Whereas before, all I saw them as problems and setbacks and obstacles rather than opportunities to grow, to be, to become, to do, and have better results. It changes everything, like you said, and influence plays an important role in that. So true what you shared there. I love that.
Absolutely. I think your commitments to yourself are the foundation of all of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do you spend all your nights watching Netflix, or do you spend at least an hour a day learning something new?
Yeah.
You know, and like, I think when you open up the idea that the best part of the journey of life is our ability as human beings to continually invest in ourselves and to explore and learn new things. Like, sometimes I just love spending an hour on YouTube, seeing what comes at me just for the heck of it, you know? And like, I learned yesterday that there's a guy who's figured out how to reclaim the Sahara. Like, right? Like, the cool things you can learn just by putting yourself in front of interesting content. Now, that might never do me any good for the rest of my life, that I know that there's a guy who's invented a way to reclaim the Sahara. But I live here in Costa Rica, and we're developing an intentional community situated in a food forest. And now I just learned something new about how to garden in arid climates that I didn't know before, right? So I think when we accept ourselves as a work in progress, like, your life, you can view it as, am I putting in time till the grave, or am I creating myself as a work of art
that
will never be finished? You know,
no, absolutely.
And that's where the juice is. Create yourself as a work of art. You know,
it is. It's always a process, and I agree. I know ever since I went through this transformation back in, it's been 23 years now. Like, every day, I never take it for granted. It's just, you know, committing to this routine that keeps my mind always evolving and not going back to that stinking thinking that I used to operate from, and you being open to new ideas and challenges. And that just played a major role in becoming more vulnerable in a healthy way and transparent, like you talked about authenticity, that then really raised your level of influence. So, I mean, you just nailed everything that I personally desired to hear today. And I'm sure that everybody here listening live and then also listening later will pick up on. We're towards the end of our show, and I want to make sure that everybody gets to know you personally and everything that you're doing with the Evolutionary Business Council. I would like you to, you know, share a little bit about, you know, what you're up to, where people can get in contact with you, anything that you'd like to leave or share with the audience.
Well, if you want to just practice some of the habits of the highly influential, then I highly recommend, because of its anniversary of being on the bestseller list now for over 6 years, We're now giving away the digital versions of my book. So if you go to massinfluencethebook.com, we've got a 30-day influence challenge you can do complimentary, and you can get the digital download. We send you to all the links, Kindle, Kobo, wherever it is. And I think that's a great place to start. If you already are an agent of change or someone who's, you know, really up to creating change in the world, I would invite you to come check out the Evolutionary Business Council. We do enrollment calls once a month, so you can find out if the EBC is a fit for you. You do have to apply because we do exclude people who just want to sell to our members. So if you're thinking, the EBC, my target clients, they could be my downline. Sorry, no. But if you really are someone who's up to creating change, we're your peeps, and we would love to have you come and check us out and sign up for one of the upcoming calls. So ebcouncil.com. So the book is at massinfluencethebook.com, and the Evolutionary Business Council is ebcouncil.com.
Wow, love it. I highly encourage everybody that's listening and those that will be listening. I am personally a member of the EBC. I've been now for last 4 or 5 years now, and I can honestly say that I have received extreme value from other influencers and like-minded people that are looking to make change, not only in their personal lives, but also not just in the EBC, a member, you know, community, but all around the world in the areas that they serve. And they are truly a great group of people. So we highly encourage you to check out Teresa, get to know her, reach out to her, and we'll make sure that we provide those links that you can get to know her and what the Evolutionary Business Council is doing. Teresa, thank you so much for being here with us today. I want to thank you from the heart for sharing all your words of wisdom and everything that you do. And listeners, we want to thank you each and every week for joining us here at the Business Influencers Way. Again, this show is growing each and every week because of you, and we are committed to your success, whether if you're an individual running a small business or running a major corporation. We are all about impact, as Teresa mentioned here today, and change is part of that, and obviously influence. So thank you again, and we will be back next week with another guest to help elevate your business and personal success to the next level. Till then, have a great day, everyone.